Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Loa.
Howdy.
Question of the day is, what is your character's favorite Christmas gift they ever got? Also, our early Christmas gift is making some noise right now. So, just if you hear that, she's just a little fussy. So, Natalie, what is your Mirage's favorite Christmas gift she ever got?
Oh, fuck. We should have given ourselves time to think.
Yeah. does anyone have an answer already?
I have an answer.
Murphy.
Murphy.
You already talked. He wasn't a Christmas gift.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you know, you brought him home.
Oh, yeah, I did bring him home.
Yeah, you snuck
him home. We'll say that was at Christmas time.
It was in the middle of summer. He told the story.
Fuck. Okay. I know, same.
All right, we'll let Art think for a second. Art, you got one?
Yeah. Bagpipes.
Because you hate you hated your father?
No. He's the one that got them for me.
That was your grandparents or something who got it for you. Do you have grandparents?
It never came up, but I'm thinking no.
Like they both, like they all died?
Yeah.
Okay, come here.
All right. That's good information for me, because I like to play with families if I can, and that's one that I don't have to play with, so I note that shit real quick. Chris's grandparents are dead. Rob, you have a favorite Christmas gift?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Boxing gloves.
Now, are you boxing trained or kickboxing trained? Because if they're kickboxing, it'd be like hand wraps.
You're right. I need to recheck my notes.
I'm like 90% sure it was kickboxing.
Yeah, kickboxer. Yep. So not boxing gloves, but hand wraps.
Well, and you also need foot guards. Yep. The full kit,
Full training kit, but it was not from his parents nor his grandparents, but his grandparents got it. Or not grandparents. His uncle got it from another super. I just haven't named the super yet.
It could be Jack Hammer, because he actually does kickboxing. Sure. Yeah, Jack Hammer.
And that started his martial career.
Interessant.
Jesus, child.
All right, Natalie, and now I need yours. What's her favorite Christmas gift ever? It can be the girliest thing ever, or she really wasn't a girly girl.
No.
I just thought of one that's kind of sad, but kind of accurate.
All right, let me hear it.
A week off training. A week of her choice off training. Of no training.
God, that's so fucking sad, but so true.
Because she was raised, like, as a cape in training.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't have powers, and this is before the surge, they did. But she was raised like she's going to be a cape. Yeah. Or going to be a super, at least. So it's a 1 week of, I said there's no training, and you just get to not do anything.
Yeah. And wow, Paul. That's really fucking sad.
But is it wrong?
It's not.
And this is not me trying to put words in your mouth. This is more just, I was thinking what would be a gift that she would really appreciate that her dad would have to fight for.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't them forcing her. It was the company.
Exactly.
Did you ever name the company?
Rhonda.
No.
Big Rhonda would be
what's
doing
the
that.
Company?
Yeah, we did.
Was it like Spreebot? It was like a real company name.
It was an athleisure wear company.
Athletico.
Yep, that sounds familiar.
I just remember. I'm writing it down. I'm gonna forget. I'm just having a list of keep notes from this session, which is gonna help me later. Okay. Alrighty. So, and after that, I believe that's everybody. Oh,
Paul, what's your favorite Christmas gift?
Shit. I'm terrible at like receiving gifts. I'm great at giving them, bad at receiving them.
You didn't have a gift that you. I feel like this is an actual conversation that we had in real life. This is a real conversation we had in real life. Your answer was we.
I was going to say it was the we I didn't think I was going to get because the money was tight that year. And instead we all played with it on Christmas and that was a lot of fun. We set it up and we played the Wii Sports with my whole family and that was probably one of my favorite memories ever, actually.
Aww.
Yeah. There was no fighting, which is unusual, you know?
Except in the video game.
Wii baseball, Wii boxing.
I don't know.
We played a Wii tennis. In love and Mario Kart.
That's a family rule. Because we would get mad at my mom and I would get mad at each other when we played together a lot. So we set up a rule: all's fair in love and Mario Kart. So you can beat the hell out of him, but then you can't hold it against him after that game.
I do get yelled at. I get that yelled at me when we play Mario Kart.
Anyway, so flashback from last time, there were some parties. And before the parties, the thing that's going to tie into this episode was Loa, with his ability to see spirits, found some information that Shinsoku found incredibly interesting. And bear with us, it's been like at least 4 weeks since we played. So if we get something slightly wrong, the events we're talking about we have a new baby. So if we get something slightly wrong, this is what's canon now. Loa discovered the meaning of a word that Shinsoku really, really wanted. Long story short, Loa has information and the ability to get more information that Shinsoku really wants regarding the school, aka he doesn't know how it fucking works, and that pisses a very, very intelligent man off. When I say very intelligent, I believe 24 intelligence was where he capped at, or 26? Yep.
24.
Yeah. Shit. He's a super genius, and he...
I'm capped at 30. What am I even talking about with strength?
And charisma.
That was an item, though. Best damn item she ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a very smart man wants the information, and you now know where to go to get it. So you're going to go there after the party. And I believe it was the next day you guys were going to go with Shinsoku down to a building that you had never been in before on campus. Does that sound accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So we flash in. It's Monday. Let's say it's Monday afternoon because you guys had class in the morning, you know, basic academic shit. And then Shinsoku pulled you guys out before any power training happened and said, "Hey, I'm taking them today." And Bridget's like, "Got it, boss. I'll go with you." He says, "You don't have to if you don't want to." And she says, "Oh, no, I want to. Anytime they get involved with anything, I got to be there. Because otherwise I fall behind."
The only other comment that I have is I have a big note on the new page for be prepared to get wet.
Ooh, when did I tell you that?
Ooh.
End of the last session.
Okay. Yes. Because the section's underwater. Because it's underwater.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
Well, so does anyone have water breathing prepared?
Not this character.
Hold on.
It's a ritual.
Hold on.
Canonically,
Shinsoku does.
Never canonically, mind. Athena can hold her breath for a minute.
Yeah,
he just snaps his fingers and says, "Hey, you guys can breathe water for the next 24 hours. Don't be breathing water at that time, please. But I'm not to be held responsible if you aspirate water because you thought you were still breathing it." But yeah, he's like, "Don't worry about it." And you guys head over to this building. Actually, he would do that. No, he could sense the water. He'd sense a large body of water nearby. He's like, "That's strange. There shouldn't be any reservoirs near here." And you go walk through the building and you realize it's not modern. It's obviously new, right? Like there were no buildings left standing. That's a canonical, like, established event. But it's in a style that doesn't match anything else you've seen. And the doorway is stone, not metal or glass. And he looks at it and he says, "I got nothing. I don't really get out much from the tower. I like to experiment on things and then figure out how stuff works. I haven't really gone adventuring in a while or, you know, on patrol or anything. So I'm going to let you guys lead on this. And if there's something happens, I'll kill it." And he kind of like steps to the side. He says, there's no writing, but in the center, there is a strangely shaped.
That's me.
An oddly familiar shape in the center of the door. It's about 3 inches by 1.5 inches. 3 inches by 2 inches.
Okay.
That's about right, right? No, yeah, but not 3 inches by 1.5 inches, right? Kind of card shaped.
Okay.
I present my card.
It vibrates, snaps to the door, door glows, pops into your hand. And Shinsoku goes, I was not told there were any other Devour Institute or Devour Consortium buildings on campus. Because you guys remember he's part of the governing council for the Devour Consortium. He says, And he walks inside, and anybody with... Can everyone here cast at least one spell? Like an actual spell slot spell?
Shit. No.
Okay, Loa, you don't get this information then, but they'll explain. Anybody who can cast an actual spell, which is the two other SCU,
I got really nervous.
Gets hit with a wave of magic that just, it almost knocks you over. I'm not going to make you roll saves because there's no penalty. And Shinsoku is actually knocked back a step as he says, holy shit. And he looks forward and it's all Atlantean writing inside here. It's all... And he looks around and then he says...
I do have a cantrip from my power save.
It is. Can you cast a leveled spell slot was the question.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Yeah. No, but does your class have a spell slot in it? What I was asking. You don't.
I was seeing if I actually had Vampiric Touch from the power set.
But it wouldn't count because it's a power. Anyway, so he says, that's the room for regeneration, the room for Stonewall. He says, I think this building grew itself.
Okay.
Which would make sense why I didn't know about it, because I didn't put anything here on the plans.
Well, I guess you have to update the plans.
He opens up an AR window in front of him and just draws a circle and says, 3D scan requested. It taps a button and says 3D scan requested. He says, good idea. And you guys are in this probably maybe 15 foot by 15 foot room. There's the stone door you guys just entered through, which is slowly closed behind you. You walk towards it. Nothing happens. You put the card up towards the door. It opens. AKA if they had a prisoner here, they would not be able to escape. Written in Atlantean, which I think only...
I read. I took the language pill.
Yeah. You get the information. It says, Jervara Labs. It says Jervara Labs, and then there's essentially a map. It's like a almost a directory. It says, entrance and meeting room. The next level down is there is no up. This is a 20-foot block hut, so no one would notice it because it kind of blends in. Blends in as a giant building in the middle of a field, but you stop looking at stuff like that. You think it's just mechanicals and just move on. Entrance room, entrance and
meeting room.
Next level down is administrative. And then the next level down is labs 1, 2, and 1 through 4. And then the bottom, it says core chamber.
I take a photo of this. Yeah, it's a 20 wisdom.
Yeah, you're not going to forget it. But having a picture is not a bad idea. And Shinsoku goes, good idea. he says, can everyone here read that?
Yes.
No.
He goes, he gave you the pill for Atlantean, correct?
Correct.
He hands a pill to each of you as well.
I feel less special.
Okay.
He says, oh, I'm sorry. He's not good at reading emotions, though, is he?
Shinsoku was better than...
Hold on. He does kind of put his hand on your shoulder. He says, we'll find you something special. You can see ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to them.
And he can talk to plants, and she can talk to animals.
Yeah, but yours are intelligent.
Have you met Murphy?
Well,
you're right.
He reminds me a lot of another animal psychic I knew. Maybe not the same species, but more than meets the eye, shall we say. So you guys are each given the pills to learn Atlantean. You learn Atlantean. Dun, 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 dun. You can now read the shit on the walls. And he looks over at Loa, because my brain is really not firing on all cylinders. And he says, "We'll find something to make it worth it. Here, I'm almost certain of it." And he says, "All right, looks we gotta go downstairs." And you go check out the meeting room, and it's very surprisingly modern, and just in how it's kind of set up. It's set up like a boardroom, you know, big old table in the middle, chairs. They're not like wheelie chairs, but they are, you know.
Is there any spirits wandering around?
So you would think so, but none here. You hear what
none
sounds like.
None followed us in either.
What you hear is what?
None followed us in either when we opened the door.
They avoided this place. There was nothing within maybe 500 yards. Like, it's a significant void. You do hear talking from downstairs. You hear murmuring from downstairs, though.
Do you hear murmuring?
No.
No.
All right, so there may be company downstairs.
Good to know.
You go first.
All right. So you guys head down to the next floor, which I believe I said was administrative.
Mm-hmm. The second floor is administrative.
Yeah. So well,
minus one is administrative.
Yeah. B1. Yeah. So under in the first floor, next floor down is it's cut up into offices and then it's like a central like hub where you go and fill out paperwork. It feels a little bit like the DMV, maybe. Or if you've ever been to like administrative portion of an office of a like a warehouse, and there is a she looks to be like in her 70s spirit sitting at the administrative desk, and when you walk downstairs, she says, "Oh, hi, dearie." No one else can hear. No one else sees or hears her.
Well, hello there.
All right. Well, what brings you to Javara Labs?
Well, we got the cards, which will let us in the front.
I believe level 2, correct? Completed?
I think we...
You completed level 2. No, you just completed 3. No, yours is considered completed. Because you survived.
Okay. I believe
you didn't die, so you're considered completed. Yeah. Javara 3, my apologies. Well, good job. You survived. She goes to like take out flips a piece of paper, and she can't. And it is still a piece of paper down here. She says, "Oh, that's not handy.
Do you need some help with that?"
"Yeah, can you put a check mark in this box?"
"Sure thing."
And she points, and there's like a floating pen, like sitting over. You see like those like pens you see in magazines that have like a magnetic base, and they float with a magnet. It's one of those, but it's magic.
Gotcha.
And she says, "Can you just check that box and then write your team name here and." It's an obvious like registered Gerard teams, and then you notice there are lines drawn through each one of them, except one right at the top. That one is not a line drawn through. She says, "It's the ledger. It tracks the life status of the teams."
Gotcha. How many total teams are listed?
Probably a dozen. I mean, on this page, there's a dozen. You flip through, and there are no. There's only one other one with any. Without a line drawn through them.
So two current teams, it looks like?
Yeah, there was a big... During the war, we lost a lot.
How long ago was that war?
Depends who you ask. And Shinseko goes, she's not wrong. It probably felt like, you know, a decade for her, maybe a little more. For us, like 1,200 years, 1,000 years. Give or take? Yeah, there was a time bubble. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I follow her listening, but I do try to see if there's any additional information I can glean from the page.
And I'm going to correct myself. There are three other teams that are not, no more lines through. And the one that is obvious is, I try to remember his name. He was the badass who you guys found on the boat, who the other team found on the boat.
Ricochet.
You can get it. You get a point of inspiration.
I need more information on when. No, hang on. Which campaign?
Momentum powers.
Angelo,
yeah.
It just says, all the other names are line drawn through, but Angelo's left. Take your inspiration. Good call.
Who wants a free inspiration? Because currently my paper says I'm max.
I have two.
So you have three.
We can go up to three now. It's like, I have none.
No, I have two.
But yeah, so you get the, yeah, he says, it just says Angelo, and the other names are scratched through, but his is left. There are the other names you don't recognize, and you'll find out that they were, I wouldn't call them flunkies, but they were, think of them as agents. If agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they are not going to go and save the day. They're going to be the people who handle the shit afterward. And that's who survived the fight, because they didn't fight. And then Angela was locked up.
Gotcha.
She doesn't know that. She says, yeah, he got hauled away. We never saw him again. And Shinsoku goes and says, I personally helped free him. He's out and about. Oh, lovely. I'll tell the gals. Such a charmer. And she says, well, if you're level three, you guys are approved to go down to the fourth floor, but you don't go into Lab D. And Shinsoku says, he holds out a golden card like yours. He says, I'm on the council. He says, oh, go over you want. you're allowed three guests, so, you know, go nuts. And Bridget just kind of fades from the shadows.
You did not
see her come in.
She said she would, just to keep up with us, so we knew she came in with us.
But you didn't see her do it.
Mm-hmm. Do I think she'd be resistant if I tried to take a photo of the document that she's having me fill out?
She doesn't. She wouldn't know what it was.
Okay. I will attempt to take a photo, yeah, just to have actual records of all the actual names. Yeah.
What you are going to find as you guys are kind of walking there, there's an administrative wall, and it says disaster reporting. And one of them says only, like 9 years ago, or no, maybe like 10 and a half years ago. And it's listed as meteor strike. This place was destroyed by a concerted effort of like 8 or 9 casters casting meteor swarm over and over again. And that's the translation is for that.
Gotcha.
Which wouldn't be enough to go all the way down, but it'd be enough to level at least the first three level, three and a half levels. So you guys are going to make your way to the next floor, which I believe was B2, or
the labs.
B2. What was B3?
Core chamber.
I thought in my head I had four levels, not three.
Yeah. Below ground. Well,
you can always add one.
You have zero, which was the entrance.
Okay, so there's two tiers of labs. There's the less sensitive and the more sensitive labs. So you go to the less sensitive labs, and there are spirits down here. They are going about. You would think they can't move things, but everyone else can see just like objects floating around. They are continuing their magical research even in death.
Already then.
Probably a dozen people. A dozen spirits. And they're taking notes on chalkboards, the whole nine yards. And you notice all of them are wearing special gloves. And you realize that's probably why they can touch things still. What's the one who looks like he's in charge? Like stalks over and he says, oh, great. Breathers. He says, do we need to phase back in?
I can see and talk to you. I can see and hear you.
I know we're not dead. Do I need to phase back in? You can obviously see the astral.
I see undead. I speak to and see undead.
He says, shit, Jimmy, you lost the bet. We did die. And you figure out, he says, yeah, we have gloves that let us phase into the ethereal plane to protect ourselves. We thought it would be enough. Jimmy, you lost. And Jimmy's like, shit. Is that why that I tried disabling the gloves like a week ago and it didn't work and I was worried. I didn't tell anybody. They're like, Jimmy, and they're all kicking the shit out of Jimmy. You're the only one who sees this, but they're laughing pretty good. And Natalie, the only thing you see is that there is, it looks like a cat-shaped statue that's mm-hmm. walking around in one of the chambers. Mm. Just like...
Just walking.
No, it's acting very cat-like. It's like rubbing its head, but on nothing. Mm-hmm. And Loa realizes it's rubbing its... It is physically interacting with those spirits. Like rubbing its head on them. And what you see is the overlay of like a tiger over its, or like a big cat over it.
But I can obviously see through the overlay.
Yes. It's some kind of golem, you would assume.
Golem familiar, sort of
bond. It's probably some kind of familiar, yeah. That someone bound to a golem rather than a physical form, so then it's worried about it dying. All right. So, But cat. Yeah, the stone cat is kind of wandering about, just rubbing on the spirits that you see, and it seems like it's just being a cat. Occasionally, it would like tip something over, and someone will go, "Come on, pick it up and put it back on a shelf."
I'll talk to the lead guy.
Yeah,
ask him about the cat.
He says, "Oh, that's Babo. That's the trend. The Atlantean equivalent of Bob. Bob's familiar. He made it. It was dying, so we bound its soul to a. It didn't. And he talked to it. And he said it wanted to stay with him, so he bound it to a golem instead.
Yep, it has a physical presence, still.
Yeah, it's a golem.
Yeah, I'm just saying because.
But yeah, you can use. I guess no. You would say he can still see its cat form around the golem. That would be news. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, makes sense. It's a soul bound into a golem. Anyway, but we're pretty much just researching how magic works here, and do you tell Shinsoku this?
Yeah.
He starts to salivate just a little bit down his cheek, and he says, "Tell them they'll have whatever they need, and I need to hire a shaman to work full time for me so they can talk to ghosts for me." He says, "Hey Jen, I need numbers 5 and 6 shaman." Jen, no, he has Jen. He would not downgrade himself.
I thought there would be a split between them because
if he says, "Hey Veronica," he gets Veronica. If he says, "Hey Jen," he gets Jen.
Hey just Jen, because of the island and presence of Veronica being
he is the only port out. The 24 intelligence wizard says, "I know how this shit works," and doesn't worry about it. Okay. With a techno, and he has a technopath, a friend of the girlfriend or wife of his, one of his best friends is a technopath. He's not worried about cybersecurity too hard. Anyway, he says, "Hey Jen, I need you to find me like the number 4 and 5 shaman, and get him in for an interview. I need someone down here."
I live on campus. I can frequent here.
Yes, but you won't eventually. And I'd like them to work for me for at least 10 years. And I don't want to tie you to a building. That's what I'm trying to do with those other people. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate the information. And he flips you a silver chit.
Party
silver chit.
Does Murphy like
tries to go over and mess with the golem, and it is too big. I'm sorry, it's smaller than him, mm-hmm. but it weighs significantly more. He's like a 20-ish pound cat, maybe a little
for
more.
For the first time in her life, she sees Murphy do the the submissive cat thing where they roll on their back.
No, he doesn't submit.
He does not?
No, he just starts whacking it harder and harder and harder. Then you notice him getting slightly bigger as he's trying to hit it harder. Until finally you're like, he will break that thing if he goes any harder than that. And he's like, "I'm going to get it this time." And he gets this big. His paw is like tiger size at this point.
You don't understand. I am the reincarnation of King Ramses of Egypt. And the goblin cat's just... I don't know what you mean.
Or I don't care because I'm a cat.
It's just a cat.
Yeah.
In a golem's body. Mm-hmm. He eventually does knock it over and it like tumble, tumble, tumble. gets up, just starts being a cat again.
Yeah.
He says, I win. He walks back over and sits on your foot. He's like probably 70 pounds at that point. Because he made himself bigger.
Can you shrink down a little bit, bud?
But I'm majestic right
70
now.
Pounds on my toe.
You're strong enough to take it. Fine. I'll go back to my most regal size. And he shrinks to his regular size and hops on your shoulder. He's still 30 pounds, but now he's on your shoulder, not on your foot.
Right.
So you guys head down to the next floor after Shinsoku walks around and takes many pictures and videos and cries a little bit. The next floor down.
So I got a question.
Yes.
If I take a picture of a ghost, do I see the ghost in the photo?
No.
Worth a shot.
That, there are cameras for that, and they exist. And they exist to track down spectral supers. You've actually seen them, and they're like, no, that's right. That's what that looks like. But I see it just like with my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably buy some if you... with your ability to see ghosts naturally, you could help someone make a set of like glasses that would let them see that. They would be able to hear, though. That would be a much more difficult thing to build. Anyway, you guys go down to the next floor, and this is versus like the one you went into was kind of like, you know, regular doors with, you know, some big windows. This is stone walls, iron-bound doors. There's a secretary's desk sitting in the corner. This is an older gentleman sitting there, and he says, "What brings you to you know, lab level 2?" I'm sorry. Under whose authority are you on? Are you
his?
You can't hear them, unfortunately.
Oh yeah.
Shinsoku, can you show your card?
He goes
directly in front of you. Yeah.
Okay. He goes. I'm a council member. He gives a date. Like, I think it was like 6 weeks ago. Or no, it was before the school opened. So, like, let's say a year ago. And they say, oh, new council member, I wasn't informed. I'll have to file a complaint. And he, like, goes to pick up a piece of paper. He can't. He says, drat, that keeps happening. I wonder when my replacement's going to come for lunch. And you kind of just...
Yep. I am the bearer of bad news.
Okay.
Y'all are dead.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Replacements are kind of hard to find at this point.
I mean, did they break the core?
No, I don't know.
I mean, any spirits within, like, a quarter mile of it should regenerate their bodies, given it is... Do you not know what the court is?
He's the one with the high-ranking card. I do not have the high-ranking card.
Got it. I shouldn't be telling you that anyway. I'm hopefully someone will come get me for lunch soon.
Okay.
Do you tell Shinsoku what you just heard or no?
Yeah, I translate.
Shinsoku's like, it does what? Huh? Make them tell you.
I'm not the charisma person.
He says... You're less useful to me than I thought you were, but I still appreciate you. Mm-hmm. No, he has more tact than that. He's thinking that. but what he says is...
I'm actually a 14 charisma. I'm a little bit better than I thought.
He's not super tactful. He says, good. I need to fast track that shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, I need those shamans in here tomorrow. If they don't answer, call number 2 and 3. I don't need to deal with one.
I can make a persuasion roll.
You can try, yeah.
Natalie. Yes.
Can you roll a d4?
Of course I can. Hey. I will attempt.
You got this, buddy.
Bardic inspiration.
Uh-huh. Please hold. That's not one. That's not one. That's not one.
17 on the die, plus 2 for my stat.
What's your Jesus. Is it a d8 for you now?
Bah.
Or,
yep.
Yes.
I rolled a 4.
So that's 23.
And a d8.
Plus 5 for 28.
Damn, Jackie. All right.
For charisma being my dumb stat.
Yeah, I got an 18 on the die.
I saw.
And I added 6. So you beat me by how many? So I got 4. A 24. You got a 28. You beat me by 4 points. He'll answer 2 things about it. He says it's, you know, the core. It's the soul of a god. The god of rebirth.
Okay.
That's why it's self-perpetuating.
Yeah.
You know, the Drevar Institute have been in charge of taking care of it since they killed the god of rebirth when he created the last zombie outbreak. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Basic history.
Just playing it along with it, pretending I understand.
Shinsoku's taking frequent...
I'm behind... I don't want to say behind... No, I am taking notes and just writing it out because I figure Shinsoku will probably have access to see what I'm writing. Putting up in the AR. There we go.
Yeah, they can't see it. He's like, it's a what now? Oh, God.
Gods.
Yeah, no, the big one's there, though. Oh, what the... Okay. He like rubs his forehead. He's like, I guess the kami makes sense. Okay. He's like, I have to wrap my head around the fact that all religions, deities probably exist in some form, be it as spirits or actual like lesser deities. Just gotta remember that. Okay. He's like, he's rubbing his forehead in like a very smooth pattern. It almost looks like a wave as he does it.
He's doing it very fluidly.
Yeah. That was better than my.
I saw you raising your arm. I thought you were gonna smack me for that one.
Nope.
All right. So you know but she says, "I'm sorry, I can't tell you anymore. You'd have to ask one of the researchers." And you hear like a small explosion from one of the chambers, and then go silent. And then like maybe 2 minutes later, another explosion from the other one behind you. There's 4. It's a square room with doorways off. The one corner is the where you guys come in. The opposite corner from that is the where the receptionist sits, and then there's a stairway down, like to just next to their seat, obviously, so they can protect it.
Mm-hmm.
And like their desk is built into the wall of it. But yeah. So do you want to go take a look in any of those rooms or no?
Yeah.
God, yes.
So the first room that exploded, actually, which room? The north, south, east, or west? The north one exploded first, and east exploded after that.
We'll go north. Thinking south's about to explode.
So you look north, and there is probably only 2 or 3 ghosts in there, but they are more corporeal than the others. They might just be phased, because Shinsoku says, I can see them. Because he has true sight.
If he cast it.
Not anymore.
He lost the sword.
Oh, okay.
But
he gained something else.
Hero gave him that ability. Ah. He gifted him the racial trait. Okay. That gave it to him. So yes, he does still have it.
Okay.
Good call on remembering that, though. Because you notice he has a blade, but it is not Hero. And Hero's, it was known as like, in cape circles, at least, which I guess you wouldn't know about then. Mm. But obviously Art would, but Chris would not. And inside you see people, and they are, even people who don't see invisibility kind of see fluctuations in the air.
So do I not see them?
You do. No, you definitely do. I think I told you, you see ethereal as well.
Yeah.
Because that's the ghostly plane. I think you see invisibility, don't you, as well?
You can conversate with undead and constantly see ethereal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see them. But they're like wavering in and out. They're almost corporeal. And it's like I said, I think it's like 2 or 3 researchers. I want to say it's 2 researchers in there. And they're fiddling with what appears to be a circular metal disc. A metal ring about maybe 2 inches thick and 2 feet across that is spinning around a beam of pure energy.
That doesn't look safe.
And as you watch, you hear them specifically. You're the one who can hear them, though. And you hear them say, "All right, test number 3,973.
Get back. Take cover.
And it, one of
I'm the, telling everyone
the you see them grab like a piece of like a device that they roll up and it spins the ring, and then like a tenth of a second later it starts to wobble and wobble and wobble and wobble, and then the ring starts to twist, and then it twists enough and that it touches the beam and explodes and the whole room goes white, and they're like, test failure, document it. And you see one of them like, they like take a glove off and their a hand appears, and everyone can perfectly see that it writes in the book, which is like way off in the corner of the room. Puts the glove back on. These are physical people in who are using their gloves to stay incorporeal because it keeps them alive. That's Shinsoka, who will explain that to you once he figures that out. They don't know that Atlantis didn't die in the war. They're just researchers doing research because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. You check the next three rooms and they're very similar, but instead of it, but each one of them is a different color of light. The pure energy versus the one you north was white, east is red, green, and blue. And they're all using the same silver metal. And after staring at it long enough, Shinsoku has no fucking idea what metal it is, and he wishes he did.
It's not. I was expecting it to be the
Arcanium.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's golden.
Yep.
All Arcanium is gold.
So what was the stuff that the seal was in Antarctica?
Arcanium.
Was it? Because yeah. I thought that was silver.
Mm-mm. If there's no magic in it, it's silver.
Okay.
Well, you don't know that, but yes. That was silver, actually. It wasn't. It was silver over the Arcanium, so to hide the Arcanium below it.
Okay.
But yes, I never stated that, but that is what that was. And you realize that if you open these doors and while they're doing this, there's a good chance everyone in the room dies.
Yep, that's why I said take cover.
And you notice there are no door handles on this side. Like, there are spots for cards, so Shinsoku could probably open the door. But he explains that he's going to have to find a way to converse with them to let them know they need to stop the experiment. But this will come to play later in the episode. So you guys make your way downstairs finally. The receptionist gives you some shit, but he flashes his card again when you ask him to, and they let you downstairs. You come into a room that is, it's like an antechamber off of it. You notice this chair is like the you go down probably 50 to 100 feet. And like a staircase that actually does switch back like a dozen times. So you get down there and it really short flights. Like obviously this is built to be defended because you could put a defender on each one of these stairs and it would be almost impossible to fight your way down it safely. And you get to the bottom and there is a hulking black metal knight with a big old sword standing in front of the doorway.
Card, please. Nayar.
And Shinsoku holds up his Dravara, you know, guardian card, his council member card, and it gets scanned and it glows red hot. He goes, "It's never done that before. Never done that before." And you hear, "Junior council member, approach." And that's an Atlantean out loud.
Okay.
And he steps forward. And he gets a full body scan. It says exterior influence detected. Purge required before entrance is granted. And he goes, "No, I want this one. Do not purge. No purge. Access denied."
Any clue what that was about?
I have no clue.
And he says, "So my natural powers are not what you see me use. I could teleport. I'm really good at teleporting. The water shtick? That's, I'm the chosen of a god. He gave me his powers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't really want to give that up. It's kind of my thing. It's how I do most of my magic." You see, in Atlantean, he says, "How can I get in with the influence?" He says, "I would need the triumvirate to allow you." And he goes, "Well, all right, fucking,
gotta go talk to your bosses."
He goes, "Yeah, they're really You would think that people this powerful would like have people to take care of their little shit. They don't. What the fuck? He gets a little like, I don't want to say he's pissed off, but he's pouting. He says, well, any of you not influenced by some other entity? I need you to look at it at least and get me some scans.
Sure.
And he hands you this, probably, you assume it's the most expensive thing you ever held. And he says, I need you to walk in and get as close as you can without incinerating yourself.
I'm probably, Rob believes he's going to fail the scan.
No, it's literally a point and hold this button down.
No, Rob is...
Valerian can't go in.
Oh, no, you would... Yeah.
But Valerian knows that? No.
So, yeah, Valerian walks up, and it says, Scanning, Drevar Initiate, Rank 3. Exterior influence detected. Purge required.
Can you identify the influence?
Identification. Archdevil.
Oh, that's not good.
I'll take a step back.
Hey, that's news to me.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, purge. We'll look at each other and both take a step back.
Mm-hmm. Purge required. Oh, and it says secondary effect, secondary influence required. Vampirism.
Vampirism. I'm going to look at you again. We'll both take another step back.
Purge required. Escalating.
Oh, shit.
Escalating.
Oh, shit.
Contacting Drevar home base. Error. Contacting secondary base. Giza.
Uh-oh.
Connection acquired.
Okay.
And you hear out of a spot voice, who are you and why are you messing with the Guardian? This is in perfect English.
Perfect English. Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's slightly accented. Probably Middle Eastern.
Yep.
Egyptian.
Shinsoku?
He says, this is Council Member Shinsoku. I've been trying to inspect the core. Apparently, one of my students is, infected twice. He says, well, then back off. The Guardian will kill him.
I'm sorry.
It will insist on purging him if he does not leave the premise. Leave its vision.
If it's
something that it would want to purge, you probably don't want it unless you know you knew you had it.
So, question for you, Paul: will that remove my power sets?
I know exactly what it would do.
Answer is probably yes.
The answer is I know what it would turn. Mm-hmm. I know what it would turn them into. But I did have this as a thing. If your character ever wanted to change it, it would be a go downstairs and say, yeah, purge me. And you would get to know exactly what your character should have had.
Gotcha.
The ghost seeing thing would be you would get to keep because that is a natural ability of yours. Everything else is, well, not everything else, but specifically the vampire power set would.
I don't have a vampire power set. I'm double.
Double necromancer. Or double voodoo.
Voodoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it would absolutely strip it. You would get to keep the...
I'd probably also have to change my art class from Mercy.
Because
that basically fits in with the power set, exactly.
It would. I want to say...
Like open hand.
If you want to know what it would turn it into, it would be a purification. It would bring you to a buff version of the Sun Soul.
That definitely needs a buff.
I'll repeat. A significantly buff version of the Sun Soul with... With a radiant power set, which I would actually build for it.
A brand new power set that doesn't currently exist.
He's like, I do like the idea of a brand new power set. But that is what it would purge it, and you don't roll me a knowledge religion or religion check. And you guys can help him if you want. This would be significant if he got rolled high enough.
With another D4.
Plus than this.
You got this, buddy.
Another D4.
Yeah.
Is that a D4? That is a D4. Another 4.
Is that an 8?
That's a 10 and a 3. So that would
17.
If you inspire it, you get to reroll those two, but you don't have to reroll the 4.
18 currently, plus 4 would put it at 22.
What I'm saying is because you chose to roll the D8, you would get to reroll that as well if you'd like.
I definitely will.
If you want to use an
inspiration. These are either average or below average. Nope, I'm marking down a lucky, not inspiration.
That's a better idea. That shit comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Snack that smiles back. Goldfish. That is a much better roll.
Yep. So, 15, 20 for the skill, 27.
And for 31, you beat the 30 line. The only way you would have been affected, because you've never come into contact with a being like that, with an archdevil, or even a servant of an archdevil, is if it was familial.
Okay.
Which means, if you purge it, there's a very good chance that you give a serious wallop to something that's fucked with your family in the past.
Purge away.
As your body is racked with... A red beam of light hits you in the eyes, and you just devolve into potentially the worst pain you will ever experience. Ever? Roll me 3 con saves.
Minimum of 16.
Minimum 16?
Yep.
16 was the save.
Okay, that make all 3.
Yeah. You managed to tough it out, and the golem like gives you like an up nod. You catch it. It's you're not sure it happened, but everyone else doesn't notice it because it's so imperceptible. And when you go to walk past it, a black iron, black steel ring. When you like fall towards it, because you're gonna fall, a black steel ring appears, drops and like bounces and lands on your hand, like on the back of your hand.
Where does it drop from?
You don't. It just kind of. You hear a tink tink, and then it lands there. The golem's the exact same color as the ground, so it's hard to see except for its glowing black eyes, glowing red eyes.
Okay. I pick it up.
It's heavy, but when you pick it up, it glow. It's warm, like the sun, like a metal that's been in the sun, not quite long enough to burn you, but enough that you can feel it.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't. If you look at it, it pointedly does not look at you.
Okay, I will put it on.
It's a warm ring. You feel warm wearing it.
Okay.
It's a nice feeling. It's comforting.
I don't like the cold. Oh yeah, I'm cool. Feel okay. Warm.
So the other two you step up. No external detection. No external influence detected. With the Chimera, it says. Soul form, 7 soul forms detected.
Yes. They're my siblings.
Wait, you have, it's,
correction. 6.
No.
Oh.
7 soul forms detected.
You have your friend.
Also, I cannot hear you at all when you talk to him like that.
You have an extra friend.
No, I'll know it's counting myself.
No. 8 souls, 7 soul forms.
You have an extra friend in you.
And roll me a wisdom save.
You can do this, buddy.
You don't have resistance to cast on him.
I don't have...
Which would be... It's a reaction. So you could do it.
Roll a d4?
Yeah, I don't have resistance. My new form might.
You don't have it. And no, you don't.
Is that a 10?
Yep.
Oh, wisdom. I'm going to use one of my inspirations.
Don't worry, I got your next one if you need it.
I have 1.
I have 3. I'm capped.
Yeah.
Yep, my dice rolling skills are back.
He's back in black and white dice.
So I am using one of my inspirations to make sure whatever this is happens. Are you safe from whatever happens?
To be clear, this is not the golem doing something to you. It's something that's it's happening to you.
Natural 20.
With a nat 20, you're awake for it. It still happens.
Okay.
You lose control of your body. You appear in a soul. And you appear in what looks kind of like a clubhouse, maybe. there are seven doors. And there's a couch, a TV, video game systems, archery targets. Your siblings are all sitting around like, shit, we never thought you'd come in here.
But who's the extra?
Oh. So that's Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
Chimeras. Oh. You were never Chimera. You were Chimeras.
Okay.
It's our youngest sister. And she's basically, she her whole thing is if you were going to die, she was going to make that not happen.
Okay.
We were scared of Sarah. She's not mean, but
she's scary.
You know when you got that dog that loves you like nothing else, but it goes after everything that's dangerous to you?
Okay.
That's Sarah. So you watch that, you look at the TV, turns on, and it's you looking out your eyes.
So do I see a shift in him?
Yeah, it's a 17-year-old girl, just as attractive, actually more attractive, but it's similar, same charisma, same everything, but instead of being having the bearing of a bard, it's the bearing of a paladin. And she is righteously pissed right now. And she says, he wasn't supposed to know I existed. And the golem looks and says, soul form transferred. Like, I don't care. And she like walks up and she goes to punch it. And like her fist glows with this, like it looks like a manticore claw. As she goes to claw the thing, and a force wall appears in front of her, and she says, "I don't think." And Shinsoku says, "I don't think that's a very good idea." Hi, I'm Shinsoku. I know you know who I am because I understand how your ability works, and your name is. I'm Sarah, and Chris should not know I exist.
Your secret's safe with me.
No, he's watching.
Okay.
And inside that you see a little camera appears like, you'll not be able to check on your siblings, see how they're doing. She activated that ability for you. And also you will get to roll at advantage for when you pick what sibling comes out.
Okay.
To kind of tailor which one you want a bit. You're still limited to if they've come out, they can't come out. That's in that same scene kind of thing, mm-hmm. But you can't get stuck. Man, I really need someone with ranged abilities. And you get stuck with, you know, your Aaron, you know, And she glowers, but you're thinking you get like, you would think a conquest paladin, right? No, it's paladin of the ancients or valor. It is aura of makes you feel good.
Okay.
Around.
I was thinking if she's the faithful dog, I'm like vengeance.
No, devotion. She is truly a defensive force. She's just torqued off. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Well, I guess you'll see me soon. Now that he knows I exist." And then she can control it. She turns it off. And Chris, you snap back to your body.
Oh, that's weird.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. It's going to take me a little bit to process this.
And you know, she never came out. She like you have talked to all your siblings. They are very clearly never mentioned her name.
Yeah, because she told them not to.
Uh-huh, and she's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got things to process. Apparently I was tainted by an archdevil and a vampire.
I'm just here.
He's his correction. A vampire lord.
Oh, even better.
They may be the same being, but they have this, but I'm not sure. And it's like you were cool, you let it purge you, so it's giving you information. It's like it may be a vampire lord turned archdevil. I'm not sure, but that is the essence I detected.
I'm here.
It scans Murphy, and because he's a living being, he says it actually cocks its head.
Mm-hmm.
Error.
Well, you see, I don't know if you know this or not, but he is the reincarnation of King Ramses of ancient Egypt.
Error. Incorrect reincarnation.
Oh.
Murphy's like, His mouth is just agape. What? You're telling me that he actually is a reincarnation of something?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. I have to look up the name of this thing, but I did actually have this for you.
Bass?
It's a female.
Oh.
I was right. Okay, Bean. So, it's, I knew it from Smite. I believe it's on her. Anhur.
Okay, Bean.
Wait, Murphy's a female?
Well, his reincarnation was female.
No.
What?
Male cat god on her. Okay. Yeah. Anhur.
Wait. Incarnation. Oh, God. Penny, you're making it really hard to write. Okay, how you spell it again?
Anhur.
A-N.
So this is the video gamified version of what that being looks like. This is like a more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
There. That.
Can the rest of us see it?
That? Is that like a more traditional? Hold on, wait. More traditional. And then the version that I'm thinking of with on her is that.
And are we going to post this to Discord for our audience to see?
It's on her. Anhur. Look it up. If you've ever played Smite, you played against him. He's very annoying.
Yes, Murphy is.
Poor Murphy.
He is the god of war for Egypt.
We look it up for Murphy, and I hold up a picture.
And he goes, I always knew I was royalty.
Oh, Jesus.
But I didn't know I was deific.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. And I tell the thing, and I'm like, thanks.
And then it says, divine spark detected. Additional divine spark detected. Too little data.
Oh, great. He has more.
No, it like scanned the room.
Oh.
Too little data.
Bridget?
She comes from a doctor work and she's like, I'm not here.
No, she just faded into existence. She says, she walks up. No contamination detected.
Okay, so you're not the additional god. That's what I was thinking. Just wanted to clarify.
Not god. Deific spark.
Yeah.
What about
as in
me?
A potential reincarnation target.
You didn't scan me.
Nothing was found.
Yes, nothing was found. Just like Bridget.
Fuck.
But divine spark detected. As in you could be a reincarnation target.
Oh.
Should you do something to impress a essentially a deific being could choose you,
mm-hmm.
like let's say Bast, the god of cats, could mm-hmm. choose you, and then you would get abilities based on that.
Hmm.
Zeus wasn't originally the reincarnation of Zeus; he was just a really powerful nascent being until he touched the item, you know, Zeus's headband in a fucking museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had magical powers from his mom's side, but that's what allowed the others to take hold. And now he's chosen as the true reincarnation, so he got all the abilities versus just, you know, blasting people with lightning. Which, to be clear, was still pretty cool. He was okay with it. But anyway, divine sparks detected, entry granted.
Wait, he said sparks detected, multiple.
All of you, each one of you has one. It is not uncommon in what is known as our adventurers, or he uses a word that basically translates to caves, but it's not a cave. It's obviously Atlantean for heroes who go out and save people. not uncommon. It is rare, but not unheard of. Anyway, so he says, core access granted. Do not enter within 3 meters.
Understood.
Or
the Atlantean equivalent of 3 meters.
6 cubits.
Since we all speak Atlantean, we understand.
Actually, cubits are pretty close. They're 18 inches apiece. Anyway, so you guys walk inside, and you're expecting... Okay, what do you guys expect when you say, and you hear the core of the god of rebirth? I'm curious. Natalie, what's your mental image?
The core of...
god of rebirth. Is it big, little? Is it, what color is it? What does it look like?
Ooh. Whittle.
Okay. How big?
Green.
Like, how big? What size?
Like
watermelon food, or like golf ball or
like this. So like
muskmelon. Yeah. What? Or honeydew.
Honeydew size.
Okay. Green.
Green.
Anything else distinctive about it or not?
No.
Okay. Art, what do you expect?
Something probably about 6 to 8 feet across sphere.
Okay.
Kind of shimmery waterish.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like an 8,000 gallon tank of water floating in space.
And Rob, what do you expect?
My idea is more similar to the solar core from StarCraft II Legacy of the Void, where it's a giant glowing sphere.
Okay, so none of you, the one person who was closest was Natalie.
Holy shit!
It's the size of a golf ball. It is green, it is glowing, it's growing like a jade green, but there are black streaks running through it that are slowly, like, eating away at the green, and then the green behind it chases it as it's in a constant cycle of eating itself and regrowing itself. And you walk inside, you get hit with a wave of just pure power. Any wounds you have on you, gone. Any deformities, like...
So my levels of exhaustion from being burnt gone. Out?
Absolutely trashed. Like, and then immediately you feel sick afterward, and that goes away. It's a cycle of, like... Basically, make sure you walk out when you're feeling good. Not bad. Mm-hmm. And it's like every maybe 15 seconds that it changes. So you got to time it. But you get closer and you start the scanner just overload. And you hear a voice. Fucking I'll process. You scan, I'll process. And then scanning. You get closer, closer. You'll reach your arm in. If you reach your arm in any more than 3 meters, 6 meters or 3 meters, your hand starts to wither and grow, wither and grow. It's really fucking uncomfortable. But you get your scan in, and I don't think Emma, if you'd be dumb enough to do that. Q didn't come with you.
Mm-mm.
I think that's it. Yeah, no, you come back and you come
before we exit. I will ask the guardian guy if is it supposed to have the black on it?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that it's
it is the core of the god of rebirth. He was tainted before he was destroyed. The taint upon his soul is what caused him to go wild and nearly destroy the ancient world. I'm sorry, and nearly destroy the world.
So Rob knows how to fix this, but Loa doesn't. Loa doesn't, but Rob knows how to fix it.
Oh, yeah, me too. You don't want that, though, because then it would turn into another being. Yeah. It would turn into... You realize that the energy that's being siphoned in the wall is being siphoned into the walls is how this place is being held up. The walls are all these specialized reflective panels with, veins of this golden metal running through them that every time it pulses, they're absorbing it and sucking it away. And you realize that there are four main channels that go up a level.
Those are the white light beams that are in the labs.
They're being color split. Essentially, they're channeling the different forces of life and death into different colors to figure out what is the thing that's stable enough to actually maintain it. And they've been doing it for a while and have not come up with an answer. But yeah, so you guys, you kind of make your way out, and Shinsoku takes the scanner from you like it is his child. He taps his ear and he says, "Oh, you've already taken the data. Okay. We need to go over that together." He looks at you guys. He says, "I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your help on this. I'm going to give you guys, per the chain of command, and yes, I'm supposed to still call it that. I can't just give you an A in a class, but I can give you a week off whenever you want, minus finals week. I'll call it a research trip and you get it for free. So tell me when you want out. And I'll put you anywhere on the globe. Literally anywhere.
Okay.
You get me a satellite image and I'll put you there. If I haven't been there before.
Okay.
Can I just say, Natalie saying this, my mind immediately went to, is this like in an anime show where there's the obligatory beach episode?
No.
He is very grateful. He's giving you the biggest gift he can. He could just give you like a gold coin, right? But that would be showing favoritism. This is like giving you guys a week off. He can call it a research trip, and no one would question it. So I document that you guys have a 1 week get out of jail free card. And as you guys come back upstairs, he says, you'll need to go back to, you know, class tomorrow. And Bridget, he looks at you. He looks at all of you, including Bridget, who kind of fades into existence behind you, coming out of a camel cloak, and says, I need your discretion on this. No one can know what's down there.
Understood.
People who wouldn't understand it would try and use it for their own ends, or try and destroy it, or try and fix it, because they don't understand what it is and what it's doing. I appreciate all of you, and do you all have my private number? And none of you do. Mm. He says, and he flips out an AR card to the three of you. He says, I'll answer your phone call, unless I absolutely cannot. And if push comes to shove, I'm a good person to know how to call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Mm.
I'm gonna look at Mirage and go, Q.
What about him?
Do we want to ask?
You're at a point right now where he is so grateful he would answer basically any question you ask him,
or get rid of the lab.
You don't know what the lab is, to be clear.
No.
So.
But
how would I ask it without saying that I have Q in my possession?
He knows.
Damn it.
If it would matter to him, he would know.
Okay.
You would know that he's got access to the cameras. He's one of the two people in the whole place that has access to all the cameras.
Technically, it is his home.
Yeah.
His island. He does own the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How could I ask?
Well, I'm just... Go in.
Just bring him out.
Hmm. No, Q's not here.
Yeah, he's not here.
Go.
We can bring him to Q.
I'm going. But, we could just ask about the research that's going on.
Mm-hmm. This is what kind of research? I mean, there's lots of research done on the island. There's a lot of research done at the school. He looks around. There's no one else there. The island. My island.
There's. Captive creatures?
We had there is one creature research lab, but there was only the one creature that was found there that was spontaneously came into being there.
Can you tell me a little bit about him?
it's a magnificent shapeshifter. It can turn into anything up to about the size of a medium-sized child.
He really can. Shit.
I'm glad he's okay. We've been worried sick.
He's very scared.
Yeah, I mean, we told him he was free to do what he. I mean, he had to come back for tests just to make sure because he was a being who literally spontaneously existed. There was nothing, and then he appeared on the floor. We didn't like. We picked him up. We fed it. You know, the researchers picked him up, fed him, and then I mean, he was never. Mistreated.
He says he was.
I mean, he was like, yeah, it's the barcode, right? That was just for testing.
So you guys put the barcode on him?
No, it was there. That's why we're trying to figure out where, because his scan code was in our system. We didn't understand why.
What does the scan code do or say?
Test subject zero, but it calls it out at 2050. It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Test subject, it'd be like, let's say like 31. But it calls it out at 2050. We're assuming somebody sent him back in time.
To note, the safe came
from much farther.
300 is what it was quoted.
Uh-huh. 2300. Yeah. This is only 50 years. That he just spontaneously popped into existence. We fed him, gave him what he wanted, tried to figure out what diet he needed, and then just kept him safe because we didn't know if he'd just spontaneously disappear again. I mean, I can show you the records of all the tests and everything that was done.
So, but so I, how do I? Mean,
no one we knew could talk to him, so we didn't like. Is so, he intelligent? Can he speak?
What's your definition of intelligent?
Able to form coherent sentences, generally speaking.
Yeah, well, then technically, yes. Okay. I was out and about walking on the school grounds, wink, wink, and there was a drone following us.
Yeah.
And taking pictures of him.
If you look up, there's like four or five drones following
not
us
a school
right now.
Drone.
Not school drone. Different.
Our security is pretty good.
And when I looked at it, it was very different, and it was taking pictures of him.
He looks over at Bridget, and he says, did you see this? And she goes, I wasn't following them as closely at that point, but I've seen...
I'm pretty sure you shot one of the drones, and we have the debris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would love to have that and figure out what happened, where it's from. Bridget says, you didn't tell me about that.
I shot it.
She was afraid it was yours.
You would never see my drones.
I know. I thought you were being like lazy, and I shot it.
She holds her hand over her. Lazy? Me? Lazy?
You just shot her in the heart.
And she's like rubbing her chest like she's having a heart attack.
You were
she's
trying
like,
to make me feel better by catching you or something. I don't know.
No, and she holds up like an orb the size of a quarter. She says, "You will never see this flying."
Right.
It will follow you wherever the hell you go the whole time you're in school here.
Yeah.
She puts
it away.
Well,
that definitely wasn't it. It was definitely different.
And so Shinsoku says, I guess I'm not going back to work on this. He says, Jen, will you delay that? I need this information.
Okay, so if I am out about with... Okay, his name is Q. If I'm out and about with Q and I see this, I'll take a picture of it and then I'll shoot it.
I mean, if you could just like knock it out of the air but not destroy it, that'd be best.
I'm pretty good with my bow and arrow, but I'm not like 100%.
It looks
good.
At the other two of you. Can you work on not destroying it? If she spots it, can you not destroy it? Knock it out of the air. He says, "Hold on," and he pulls out like a memo pad. And then he pulls out a glowing golden pen and writes out some like some words. He says, "You're the magical one, right?"
Yeah.
That's Earthbind.
Okay.
It'll pull anything flying out of the air, and it's mine, so it'll cast like I did it.
Okay. So it should hit the ground.
If it doesn't, it's I need to know about it even more.
Gotcha.
DC is 20. Five, I think. Yeah, I'm rolling it. I'll spoil it. I'm gonna roll it a plus six. I wouldn't go get it, but that is one base off of 20 though. You have a 20th level wizard's
Earthbind
scroll, DC 25.
Okay, now I fully trust you. I love him. If you try to take him back, I will be sad.
Forever.
As
long as, I mean, what we would appreciate being able to have him check in with the doctor. No, you can go with him.
Okay.
To check in with the lab just to make sure he's okay, because we don't know how the air here is going to affect him.
He is very adamant that he does not want to go back.
Well, I assume if he's intelligent, it was incredibly boring. He says, I mean, any intelligent being wouldn't want to go back to something that was boring.
He said he was experimented on, and not gently.
Yeah.
I have had a camera on him since he came into existence. I will give you the unedited tapes if you'd like them.
No, I'm just, I'm letting you know that I...
He says, Veronica, grant these three access to camera 113A for the last 18 months. Unedited.
I just want
to
see.
And you guys all get a link to a camera feed that you can
I'm curious go at the moment when he escaped.
Oh,
hold on. Can I guess what it is?
Sure.
He's in like his like in like a bird cage kind of thing.
It was
or and he when turned
you see
into
the cage, when you see the cage, it is not a cage. It is a pen. It's probably 15 foot by 20 foot, huge place to like as long as he isn't something abnormally large, with tons of like climbing things and like bird perches.
Right.
They did their best.
I imagine that he turned into like a cockroach and then just scurried out.
The smallest he can go is a mouse.
Okay, so he turns into a mouse and then he scurried out is my guess.
No, actually he waited. He turned into something that exuded a musk that knocked one of the researchers out.
Oh.
And then snuck out. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you really and you if you ever take time to scrub through, the only thing that was semi questionable was there was someone in a dark cloak who appeared a couple times and took blood samples, but that was it. And he was rougher than he should have been.
Oh,
like
definitely.
But who? He says I have no idea who that is. He says he's like he clips it for himself. He's like, we'll work on it. You know, Joker's not doing anything. I'll get him to look at it.
He's not busy.
Well, no, Joker, he's no longer the headmaster.
I know.
He's the tactical guy. He's like, all right, this disaster needs that team. You know, he's like a dispatcher for the whole country now, but only for you guys. Mm-hmm. So it's a very weird job. Anyway, he says, if there's anything you need, let me know. Q is safe. Bring him to class. It doesn't matter. No one, none of the teachers will mess with him. I'll put in a notice if they see him to leave, you know, that he belongs to your team as his guardian. So
you don't think there's like a, could there be like a team that would want to take him? I worry about him and he fully trusts me now.
I mean, a shapeshifter of his ability would be incredibly useful to a number of nefarious organizations.
Okay, so he will remain in my dormitory until further notice.
I mean, I'm more like if you're on campus, he's fine, but if he leaves, he's blue.
He is blue.
He doesn't really blend.
No.
But yeah, anyway, on campus, he's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And as you guys consider what the hell else you're going to do with Q and what Loa is going to do with his newfound powers.
Mm-hmm. And this new black ring.
And the new black ring. I think it's time to end.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.